Join the conversation. Give Lisa a call. 203-333-9422. It's the Lisa Wexler Show. Only on WICC 600.
Joining us now is David Eldridge, who is running a very energetic campaign for mayor in the town of Shelton. Town of Shelton is another big town, geographically a very big town, with a very diverse land use itself, from farms to very extensive commercial developments and beautiful office buildings with beautiful sculpture gardens and fancy restaurants. Shelton really has a tremendous variety of different kinds of activities in the town. David Eldridge joins us. Hello, David. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Hey, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So how's the campaign going?
Everything's going real well. And we're very happy. And as you say, we're very energetic. Our base is motivated. And just by the 2-to-1 donations that we received from the public shows there's a lot of interest in our campaign and a need for change.
What do you mean by 2-to-1?
Well, our last financials, we showed almost 55,000, and Mark showed 27,000 in donations that came in from the public. So as if there wasn't an interest there, that those kind of donations wouldn't have been coming in.
David Eldridge, are the donations coming from people that live in Shelton?
Yes, it's a variety. You have some from other areas, you know, some my family from out of state. But the majority of all of them, yeah, all from the area, all from the Shelton.
It's good when you have a family that supports you, isn't it? It's nice.
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt.
Yeah.
You know, I did call today for one of the reasons is that tomorrow's the anniversary of the Beirut, Lebanon terrorist attack on our soldiers and Marines in Beirut. And several hundred had passed. And it's just nice if our listeners out there could just say some prayers for the families of the servicemen that had were killed. And there's
were
a nice
you a
ceremony.
Marine at that time? Were you a Marine at
yes,
that
I,
time, David?
I was on my way over to Beirut, and we had gotten diverted, and we went into Grenada for the initial invasion in Grenada because the Cuban communists were taking over the island, and we had some American students and other college students were held captive at between a hotel and the airport there, and I went in for that. Was a part of that invasion.
So what is that, 1982?
83.
Yeah. Wow. We're chatting with David Eldridge, 203-333-9422. I didn't mean to interrupt. Did you say there was a memorial service going on?
Yes, there is. Danbury's having a memorial service, and they're donating a ceremony for a monument. And I belong to the American Legion Post 16, and we're going up there to support that tomorrow, a few of us. And it's just important that we remember these kind of military multi-faction exploitations that we make, that we're a part
of. It was the largest loss of life, I think, in peacetime history.
Yes.
It was extraordinary.
It was. Yeah. President Reagan was in at that time, and he saw the need to have intervention in Grenada and to send us over there in Beirut at the time. It was a peacekeeping force, and unfortunately, a terrorist truck loaded with explosives had gone in and taken down a 4-story building.
Did you have any friends there that you personally knew that perished, David?
Well, what happens is the way the Marines work, you know, we have different deployments. So the Marines that I would have had known, we weren't as close to, because when we're back at Camp Lejeune, they're out on deployment. And so there's this rotation that goes on. But, you know, in the end, when you find out after the dust settles, you find out who had passed and who you might have known at that time. And a sad state of affairs, you know, when we all get down to it. Nobody wants you join the service, you know, to serve the country, and your family wishes you goodbye, and you never know, you don't get to see them again. And they gave their ultimate sacrifice.
How How long were you in the Marines? We're chatting with David Eldridge, who's running for mayor of Shelton.
I did 4 years, but I did I extended in the Marines for a short time. Then I had gotten out to my honorable discharge.
And once you're a Marine, are you always a Marine?
Yes, that's one of our. We if we say ex-Marine, nobody likes to hear that. We always say former, and it's a big brotherhood, sisterhood. You know, we don't see we're all there for the reasons to support our country and to be there for our national security as well. And, you know, while you're there, what happens is when you're in that type of environment in a war zone, you come into a survival mode. Your body naturally comes into a survival mode. And what happens is things that get you through are your memories of home, family. And it touches you and keeps you motivated and keeps your head straight. And you just want to get back home. And I guess what brings me back to running for office. You know, it's worth fighting for. You know, I love this community. And just as I served the 31 years on the Shelton Police Department, you know, my community service doesn't end there. I'm just putting on a different hat and going to help this city through the mayoral office and take charge and fix some of the things that I just can't stand idle anymore on.
We have a caller for you. Trish from Shelton, you're on the air with candidate David Eldridge. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Dave. I'm sure you don't remember me, and I can't believe that it's kindness of strangers on a Friday. I met you probably 12 years ago when there was a team of only four PTA mothers and two guys trying to build a playground behind Lafayette School. And we didn't have a team. It was just a hot mess. So I reached out. I saw you as a cop and said, do you think any of the cops would show up? Or do you think the teachers? And I reached out to so many people, and you showed up. And you showed up, and you worked with us for 4 days. You didn't know us. You just knew we didn't have a father's club. We were on the other side of town, and you brought resources with you. And I will never forget that experience. And I hope you win as our mayor, because you have been a Shelton community guy since day one.
Wow. Well.
That's all I got. But that's the Dave Eldridge. That's who I met, and that's who I believe in. And I really, really hope, because of who you sincerely are and have always been true to this community.
Well, Trish,
Trish, are you a plant for the campaign? That's my question.
I tell everybody that why we should vote for Dave. My whole family is. My kids are. My sister-in-law is. And I will tell as many people as I can that I truly believe that you are the right man.
Wow. Okay.
Thank you, Trish. If I could add that playground that yourself and the other mothers and we put together down at Lafayette School, still, even though Lafayette School isn't in the is a government center now, and it's not used for education, that playground was transplanted over to Riverview Park and still serves a purpose today for our young mothers and going out there want to spend some quality time with their young ones. So it still lives on. And I got to tell you this, I'm on a hike right now with my dog. I'm in the middle of the woods, and you just touched my heartstrings.
Thank you, Trish.